We've got silly underdog picks coming up at high noon, and we are excited about that going into week two. We'll have our steam panel coming up in about 40 minutes or so. And you know, your favorite game is back. Get your friends, get your family, get your coworkers, play as a group. Sign up and play today. Weekly prizes. You get to pick three football underdog teams that you think will win outright each week for a chance to win weekly prizes, like a pair of tickets to a sporting event or a concert here in Nashville. All you have to do is go to thegamenashville.com or ESPN The Game Nashville mobile app and sign up and play right now. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket, and they've been a great sponsor for several years of this very popular contest, but we want you to sign up and play. We had a great week one turnout, but we want even more. And remember, you don't have to play along every season. If you miss a week, no big deal. It's not too late to jump in right now. But also, if you're kind of new to this contest or you're unfamiliar really how it works, it's not against the spread, okay? Your team has to win the game outright, your underdog pick, and then you get the points assigned from what the spread is, okay? It's not about covering the spread. So if your team is getting 8.5 points and they win outright, you get the 8.5. But if they lose by a point, you don't win anything. It's a losing bet, right? Because they have to win the game outright. So keep that in mind for silly underdogs. Like I said, we will start that week two coming up at high noon today. So we're very excited about that. We'll recap. We'll make our picks. We'll actually get into what will be the flow for the entire season. It'll be one college pick and one pro pick on for the panel. So you out there, the listeners, get three picks. All right, looks like we've got Titans linebacker Rashawn Evans. He is on the line with us. I'm sure he was watching his beloved alma mater tear apart the U last weekend. Rashawn, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Doing fantastic. You've been accustomed to that first game out of conference at Alabama and kind of having their way. Were you even surprised at how easy they made it look against Miami, Florida?
Yeah, I wasn't, actually, to be honest with you. I mean, me knowing Coach Saban and how he is going into the first game of the season, because he loves to set the tone, I already knew he had those guys amped up to be ready to play, you know, a really good game. And even from watching the game, I really feel like they could even be even better than what they were. So that's even more scary to talk about.
I know. And you've seen this. And by the way, the picture that was circulating just recently of Mac Jones, Tua, and Jalen Hurts all standing there after you guys won the national championship, and to know that today, sitting here today, that's three starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and they were on the same roster in college, which probably has everybody else who's not an Alabama fan saying, that is just absurd.
Right.
But you've seen, like, how are they able to have a guy like Bryce Young, and it doesn't matter who it is, right? Mm-hmm. They just jump right into the mix, and they act like they've been the quarterback the last two seasons, and yet it's their first game, and mm-hmm. Alabama doesn't miss a beat with whoever's under center.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Coach Saban does a good job of just making it a competitive atmosphere anytime, you know, you enter into the organization. I mean, it's competitive at every position. And, you know, the one thing I think that was the reason why you got three quarterbacks out in the league right now that play for Alabama is because of that competitive atmosphere, knowing that there's a guy that's just as good or if not better than you that's sitting right next to you, you know, in the film room, in the weight room, on the field running. So it's one of those things where guys, you know, they're used to the competition. They're used to being out there and having pressure upon them. So when is their time and opportunity? They know most of the time they seize it.
Speaking of competitive atmosphere, that's what's being created, you know, at your practices every day. So now you add, speaking of Alabama, you add a Julio Jones into the mix. I mean, it's no secret. You guys had your fair share of struggles on defense. But when you keep adding guys like that that you have to go up against every day, and this is kind of going back to the Alabama stuff we were just talking about, right?
Yeah.
You guys must have felt that way at Alabama. You practice against that every day. It's like your opponent isn't as good as what you go up against in practice every day. So how does that help you guys, you know, having guys like Derrick Henry and, you know, Julio Jones and A.J. Brown, and I don't need to give you the list, but to go up against that talent every day in practice?
I mean, just seeing, you know, that type of, you know, athleticism, those guys that, you know, they're really smart and know football, being able to see that each and every day really does do a lot of help for the defense. And then, too, just gives you an even more realistic look about some of the guys you're going to be going against that week, you know, knowing that you got a guy that's just as fast, is just as big as any other receiver in the league. I mean, if you can guard those guys and keep those guys, you know, at bay and from you know, torching the end zone up on you, I mean, you're going to have a really good outcome. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, in practice, we try to make practice as hard as possible so that the game, you know, comes easier. So that's really the biggest thing.
Julio Jones is elite. What makes him elite? What makes him the special receiver that he's been for over a decade?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could talk about his athleticism. I mean, that's very obvious. But I also say his mentality, how he approaches the game, is one of the biggest things. I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy who still feels like he can go out there and feel like he has something to prove. I mean, he loves football. You know, just from the things that I've seen from him and having conversation, you know, with him, you know, former Bama guy, so I'm gonna be a little biased as well. But at the same time, man, you know, you can tell a guy that is, you know, a football player. You know, a football player is no football players, and a guy like that, I mean, he makes any team that he gets on better.
You just said the words having something to prove. Is that something you guys have been actively discussing in the defensive rooms? Mm-hmm. Having something to prove this season?
Yeah, even if it's not said, it's felt, you know.
Okay.
You know, we definitely feel like we could be better from last year. And, you know, that starts with, you know, going into this first game and, you know, playing our game and being physical and doing all the things that our coaches, you know, coach us to do, you know, all over, you know, off-season OTAs and, you know, into camp and then finally into the regular season. You know, I think all of those things incorporated are going to have to transition into this first game. And, you know, going out there and having fun also, you know, being excited for other guys when they make plays and, you know, creating that type of energy, man, is going to allow us to really, really play big. And, you know, I'm excited for this first game.
You know, Rashawn, now that you've been in the league for a while, there's no weeks off in the NFL. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready to play, you can lose every single mm-hmm. Sunday. And I know your coach tells you guys that all the time. But mm-hmm. to start off your year against an offense like Arizona, mm-hmm. what's that? You guys don't get to tiptoe through the tulips, right?
Oh,
you have
no.
to come out and bring it on Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, you're facing an offense with a lot of speed. You know, guys over there on their side, you know, they can get the ball and get north. You know, that's the one thing I've seen. So, you know, just making sure that we do the things schematically, do the things as far as, you know, things that Coach Vrabel constantly coaches us each and every day, which is effort, finish, and, you know, the little things like that, you know, going into those games are going to be, you know, pivotal. I mean, teams are going to be watching this game, and they're going to be looking at some of the things we do in the first week. And they're going to try to use it against us, you know, when it's time for us to play them. So, you know, you want to try to put the best film that you possibly can this first week, and also at the same time, you know, playing a high-powered offense, it almost kind of, you know, it doesn't enable you from, you know, being at your best, but at the same time, you know, having a high-powered offense like this, you know, it just allows you to already have a step, you know, ahead of a lot of other defenses because you're playing this type of team. So, you know, we know they're going to run fast. We know they're going to, you know, try to do things to try to, you know, get us mixed up and, you know, off our keys. But at the same time, man, we just stay true to what we do and what we know best. You know, we'll be fine.
Talking to Rashawn Evans, Titans linebacker, as they get set for the opener against the Arizona Cardinals. And, Rashawn, just thinking about that offense that we're looking at in the Arizona mm-hmm. Cardinals, it's such a unique challenge when you go up against mm-hmm. Kyler Murray, especially – when you're the linebacker, right? And I'm sure, you know, you have to be ready for him. He's got a great arm, but also, as we know, he's so mobile. So specifically for you as a linebacker, what are some of the keys to trying to containing him and not letting him get loose and have big gains on the ground?
Really, to be honest with you, from a linebacker standpoint, I kind of view him almost in a way like Lamar Jackson. He's not as big, but he's just as fast and as quick and really, really has an arm. So, a guy like that, you know, he can eat up yards, you know, just like that. I mean, his speed is very, very obvious on film, how much speed he has. I've seen him turn the corner on a lot of guys. I've seen him shake a lot of guys on open field. So, you know, it's one of those things where there's no one-on-one tackles, man. You want to make sure you try to get as many people on the ball as possible, you know. And understanding keeping that type of guy in the pocket is the biggest thing because, you know, once he gets out of the pocket, he becomes a little magical with it. So for us, you know, it's going to really be a really, really good challenge. We look forward to it. You know, just to go against the type of talent we're going against. And, you know, it'd definitely give us a gauge as far as defensively, you know, how far we've come and, you know, the things we can work on and the things we're really good at now. So I'm looking forward to it.
Rashawn, it's no secret. You've seen the business side of this play out, the salary cap things that have to happen. There's a there's a lot of expectations for the team this year. But, of course, always difficult choices have to be made. So we know this is a big year for you. How do you try to stay focused on your job this year and do the best you can? Because if you play well, everything's going to work out one way or the other for you.
No doubt. You know, it's really just understanding that, you know, I always go back to the reason why I played a game in the first place, you know. By me knowing that I love football as much as I do, you know, the things that come with football is going to be some headaches, it's going to be some heartaches, some cries, some you're going to get beat up and all those things that come with it. But, you know, the love that you have for it, always it continues to stay the same. And that's the reason why I love playing this game. And it's all the things that go, that come with it, that make it what it is. And, you know, like you said, man, just, you know, with the money part and the business part with the NFL and, you know, things, how things go, you know, that's just the business. But at the same time, for me and my mindset, man, it's really just to be the best team player that I could possibly be, man. You know, my objective and my mindset ever since I came into Tennessee was, you know, to help this team win the Super Bowl. You know, and you know, I came from a winning caliber team with Alabama, and I've always won since I've been playing football my whole life. So, you know, winning is nothing that's abnormal to me. So, you know, anything I could possibly do as a player to help my team win and help this defense be elite, you know, there's no limit to it. So, you know, I'm just really focused on really bettering myself and individually, because I know if I do that, I mean, everything else will play even that much better. It'll make the team even that much better. So I'm just focusing really on those things, man, and knowing that, you know, once this thing is all done and over with, you know, the number one thing is making sure that I was a really good teammate, making sure that I did all the things that I need to do to help this team win.
We're talking to Rashawn Evans, linebacker for the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, as we talk about the business side of things, the good news that happened was Jayon re-upped to come back. How excited were you to know that you were going to have Jayon coming off the injury back there in the middle with you as you two have become the staples there?
Oh, man, it felt amazing. Me and Jayon have developed a chemistry over the years, and, you know, him being able to, you know, get paid and for the things that he's done, the great things that he's done, I mean, it makes me even that much happier because I know what the guy did, you know, behind the cameras, the work that he's put in, the things that he had to go through, you know, with injuries and, you know, different things that he went through while he was trying to get to that. You know, to have a guy like that, a really good leader, great guy, a guy that you can really, really count on, you know, somebody that is able to go out there and play his butt off and, you know, and I expect anything back from him. You know, he goes out there and gives his all every Sunday. So to have a guy like that on defense and back, you know, it just makes the defense that much better.
We've talked a lot about, you know, roles and titles, and now Shane is the defensive coordinator, has that title. But what has Jim Schwartz brought to this defense as you try and pick his brain for new ideas?
I mean, he's kind of like he sits back in a corner. Like, you really don't really see him until you, like, kind of turn over and you see him. He's there by himself. He's writing some notes. I don't know what he's writing, but he's like a little evil genius over there.
He's lurking.
He's like a little evil genius. And so, you know, I peep him out. Don't bother him. But, you know, I see him, man. He dude puts in a lot of work, man. And, you know, to have a guy like that and be able to help us out as well, you know, it just does wonders, man. And, you know, I'm really, really, really excited for this first weekend to see, you know, what our defense, how far our defense has come up to now.
Well, Rashawn, we always enjoy our chats with you. I know this market is pumped for this upcoming season. I'm sure you guys are too. Thanks for doing this as always. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, man. You too.
All right, that is Titans linebacker Rashawn Evans. Always good to talk with him. There you go. Got their hands full with an Arizona offense. And he said he compares Kyler Murray, He's not as big as Lamar Jackson, but basically their speed, what they bring with their legs, he says Kyler Murray doesn't have to take a back seat to Lamar Jackson. They're that elusive. We'll come back and talk more on the other side. Also, Todd Downing has been speaking with the media. We'll have some of that too as well before we get out of here this hour. Silly Underdog Picks in hour number three. You're listening to Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.